Time now for Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Why do some IPOs go up and some, like Facebook's, fall on their face? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom ago. Tom. A few years back, we saw Facebook sell its stock to the public on the stock market for the first time, an IPO. It came out at, I think it was $45, and it dropped like a rock. Fell $20 right away. Got down to $18 the next year, and right away it fell, and then later it kept falling. Well, you know, what happened? Well, there was some disappointing news at the time, but a lot of the drop came from innocent dreaming. Millions of investors were willing to pay $45 for the stock when Facebook and its agents decided to ask that much for the new stock. These investors decided the stock was worth that much based upon no reason. Now, no reason other than they, as in they reckon it's going to go through the roof. Besides, Facebook is incredibly popular. Therefore, it'll make billions in profit. Therefore, they were happy to cough up $45 a share. They did not check how much profit there would be per share, something that does help fix the value of a stock. They did not compare the $45 with prices of stocks in similar businesses. In other words, they bought not on information, not on logic. They bought strictly on emotion. They said the price would go up. Let's not miss out on this big chance. Everybody's using Facebook. It's got to go up. Well, it did not. And after it fell from 45 down to 18, it gradually over several years climbed over $100. Finally, Cinderella. More after this, we pause. If you own Facebook or other stocks, own bonds, have mutual funds, have money managed, you might send for Tom's questionnaire and a good evaluation of all those investments and find out how well they're doing for you compared with how well they should be doing. Call 1-866-225-4334 and ask for Tom's questionnaire. 1-866-225-4334 or do the questionnaire confidentially online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again with some more bad puns. The soldier who survived mustard gas and pepper spray, well, you might call him a seasoned veteran. Here's a terrible one. I know a guy who is addicted to brake fluid, right? Addicted to brake fluid. But he says he can stop anytime. This is Tom, as in Morgan.